This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Inside Access here on a Tuesday, and joining us now to talk about the big Ravens news, obviously yesterday, the release of Justin Tucker. She's an analyst for CBS Sports. And the former CEO of the Raiders, it's Amy Trask, who joined us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Amy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's go back to yesterday. Ravens released a statement around 5 o'clock announcing the release of Justin Tucker. What did you think of the timing of the release, and what did you think of the statement itself?
Well, I'm going to start in reverse order, if that's okay with you. The statement didn't surprise me at all. That's the way most teams do things. They put out statements that are gracious and graceful. Look, I worked for a team where we occasionally put out statements that were all caps and not particularly graceful, not particularly graceful. Jason, I'm sure you remember.
I'm thinking of a few.
Yeah, like how about the one that was put out that said mongerer in it? Yeah. It called someone a rumor mongerer. And I didn't even know we were putting that statement out. I didn't see it until it went public. And I went racing into Al's office. I was shaking. I was so angry. And all I could think to say was, mongerer is not even a word. So, look, you know, most teams do things in the manner the Ravens did. Not every team, like the one I worked for, puts out sort of raging statements with words that aren't actually words in them. So the statement didn't surprise me. And to answer the first part of your question, neither did the timing.
So obviously there's lawyers involved in this, probably layers of lawyers, and you want to make sure that you put your owner in a position where he can release this player and you reap the maximum financial benefits from it and salary caps benefit from it. But I also wonder, Amy, about the cost-benefit analysis from a PR standpoint. Like, they kept Justin Tucker on this roster for months longer than they could have made the argument he's not a good kicker right at the end of the season when these allegations came out and released him for football reasons then. I just wonder, what have you been a part of decisions like that? How do you sort of weigh the cost-benefit analysis of, hey, we're losing the war of PR. Hey, the radio station in town is doing a poll and 2,000 people respond and 80% of them want this guy gone. You know what I mean? How do you weigh that?
Well, I think there's a number of things that you factor into any sort of decision like this. Certainly, a team's legal department might well be involved. So too is the finance department. So too is salary cap management. So too is public relations. Mm-hmm. All of the things that you identified: money, cap consequences, PR, and locker room. You just drafted a kicker. So to give the new kicker the best chance to, and I'll use sort of a trite phrase, win that locker room mm-hmm. over, close quote, or I forgot the opening quote, which kind of bugs me, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know, if you want to give that new kicker a chance to become ingrained with the team and not have any sort of, is it him or is it him? And, well, we love Justin or we don't love Justin. Giving your new kicker the best chance is also factored into that decision. So I think every department in the organization would have had a view on that. And most good organizations listen to all the different departments and then make the best decision they can.
Amy, I do want to get back to the statement, and I totally understand what you're saying, and the Ravens want to distance themselves away from the investigation, but did it seem like they maybe went a little over the top in their praise of Justin Tucker in the midst of all of this?
I don't have the statement in front of me. I did see it. When I read it, my reaction was that they were being gracious, as you just noted. Some people will absolutely think it went too far. Others will think, you know, no, it did not. I can only hope that the statement was reviewed by everyone in the organization and that when it was released, everyone from ownership on down was on board with the content. Because what you don't want in a situation like that is your PR or your communications department releasing a statement only to have others in the organization say, wait, what did you do? We didn't even get a chance to look at that.
We're talking to my friend Amy Trask, who is an NFL expert for CBS. So, Amy, we live in a society where we're kind of start to play things forward immediately, and we've barely had time to maybe marinate on this. But like Justin Tucker, for a decade or so, was the number one selling jersey on this team. He was the face of the franchise. He had more local endorsements than every other athlete in this town combined, including Lamar Jackson, including, you know, Ed Reed, who overlapped with him at the very beginning of his career. So he's in a little bit of a different sort of echelon here than any probably kicker in NFL history. But this town also was sort of torn apart by the reporting in the Baltimore Banner. How do teams handle eventually deciding if this player is worthy of further decoration? Is this a number that gets retired? Is this a ring of honor? Do you just let this continue to play out in the NFL's sort of court and in the court of public opinion?
Well, I think there's a lot that remains to be played out. There are legal proceedings that are ongoing. There's a league investigation that's ongoing. The resolution of those matters is going to go a long way in dictating how the team proceeds going forward. If ultimately Justin prevails in his defense, with both respect to the legal proceedings and the league proceeding, that's one thing. If not, that's an entirely different thing. So there's a lot to play out. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the point about the manner in which he was regarded and all of that. I failed to mention when we were discussing all of the things that go into a team's analysis of whether or not to release a player is the value of that player to the team. And that's just being very, very frank yeah. about business. If they believe they have a new kicker in the locker room that can replace Justin, at a minimum be his equal, if not supersede what he did last year, that's going to factor in as well. I remember very, very, very early in my career, we were on the team buses. For those who don't know, the team buses pull up to the team facility. When you're going on a road game, everybody boards at the team facility. The team buses take you to the airport. And we were sitting for a few minutes, and again, this is the beginning mm-hmm. of my career. Someone shared this wisdom with me. The buses will wait for some players. Mm. And that was that football guy's way of telling me, I guess Andrew Brandt expresses it, the greater the talent, the greater the tolerance. The way it was explained to me was the buses will wait for some players. They're not waiting for all players. So an analysis of Justin's, you know, abilities is going to factor into all of these decisions, or did factor into these decisions as well.
Amy, Jason asked you about his post football life and some of the things, Ring of Honor, Hall of Fame. What about his career? Like, and maybe the lawyer in you is reluctant to answer, but is there a road back for him to play football again, maybe somewhere else?
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess it all, I mean, I'll, and thank you for recognizing the lawyer in me, because, you know, my immediate reaction is to say, Your Honor, objection, assumes facts, not in evidence, calls for a hypothetical. Yeah, that would be the better one, calls for a hypothetical. It really will depend on the way the legal matters proceed. There are suits pending against him. There's a league investigation going on. If it is determined he did not do that, he's been accused of things. If it's proven that he did them, entirely different than if he can prove he did not.
We're speaking to Amy Trask, former CEO of the Raiders. It's Inside Access on the Fan. And Amy, in the midst of all of this, the Ravens ended up taking a chance on Mike Green, who has been accused of sexual assault in his past twice during the draft. Ian Rappaport said in real time that he was taken off the draft board for several teams. Several teams didn't like what he heard, what they heard in the interview process. Were you surprised that the Ravens would take a chance on Mike Green in the draft, given all of this going on with Justin Tucker?
My hope is that they did extensive, did I say that enough times? research into determining whether or not those allegations were true or not. And if they either didn't do the research or weren't entirely confident that they're not true, then yes, it is very surprising. It's probably somewhat surprising no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite a time here lately. And I guess they're assuming Justin Tucker wants to continue, then all this proceeds. But if no one signs him for a while, could this thing just sort of go away, Amy? Like, you know, the league kind of plays by its own rules on a lot of these matters. And if no one is calling the league for further clarification on Justin Tucker's status, then I just wonder if this kind of gets put on the back burner.
You mean the league
investigation and any clarity about his further status and the timetable for any of that?
Possible, but I think what will happen will be dependent in large part on the outcome of the lawsuits that are pending.
Amy, this has been great. Oh, we always love catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time.
I really appreciate the opportunity to join you. They're always intriguing topics and interesting questions, so thanks for having me.
Amy, thank you. Enjoy the beach, my friend.
And the jackhammer.
Thank you. And don't ever forget Mongerer. Jason, I swear, I ran into his office and I was shaking, and all I could say was, Mongerer's not even a word.
If I ever have a fantasy football team again, and I might not, if I do, Amy, I will call them the Mongerers.
There you go. Brilliant.
Thank
all
you.
All right, take care, you guys.
Thanks, Amy Trask. We'll come back, get the text today, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan.